32. Welcome back to the show. John and Lance, along with RJ, being joined right now by the manager of the Space Cowboys. Mickey Story with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mickey, welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you? Good to be on.
Okay. So Hunter Brown is going to hopefully make his debut sometime this weekend. Do you remember your major league debut?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's not something you would ever forget.
The date?
The date would be August. August 12th?
That's right. Maybe? No. It was 2012, but August 3rd, you were playing.
3rd.
Yep.
In Atlanta. August 3rd, 2012, in Atlanta, Turner Field. Yeah, I got that.
You came in the 7th, got an out, and then the 8th, and got an out. Nice.
Yep. Dan Uggla, first guy I faced.
So what is Hunter Brown, what's he thinking about right now as he's heading up to the big leagues?
Knowing Hunter, he's chomping at the bit to get in the game and face anybody he can face and throw 100 miles an hour right by somebody. He's excited. I know it. I don't know who's going to be more excited, him or a lot of the guys who played with him and coached him.
Did you give him the message that he was going up?
Yeah. That's one of the perks of managing AAA. You usually get to deliver that news, and it was special. He was excited. You know, it was a long time coming. I had a phenomenal year. He's been on the radar for a while, with the success of the Astros pitching staff this year, it wasn't easy. You know, the number of teams in this league, he would have been up, a while ago based on his performance. But he stayed grounded. He stayed present. Continued to work in AAA and continued to do the things he needed to do to be prepared for this moment. So, like I said, I'm excited. I know he's excited, and quite a few people who've been with him for the last couple of years, in the organization, are really excited.
Give us a scouting report on Hunter Brown, the pitcher.
Big fastball, 90, 97, 99, sharp curveball, hard slider, 92, 93 miles an hour. Changeup, that's really good too. It's a four pitch mix. It's everything's hard, everything's tough. Uber competitor. Coming at you, just kind of everything you want. In a young pitcher, a lot of confidence. Kind of sky's the limit for this kid. He's got the stuff. He's got the intangibles. It's exciting. It's electric stuff with a real presence out there of a bulldog.
You were able to use him, and did you get the message down? Hi, hey, we want to see him come in the middle of an inning. We want to see him relieve at the start of an inning. How did you go about that, getting him ready for bullpen work at the big league level?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. We do like the pitching tandems, throughout the minor leagues with the Astros. So our starters get a fair share of throwing out of the bullpen. So Hunter, at times had those opportunities this year, but for the most part, he never came in as a reliever in the middle of an inning. We kind of drew it up that he was going to get his last outing, not as a last test, but kind of as a last, little trial run, third batter in the third inning. And, we drew it up and he came in. It was just as dominant as he's ever been. So it was, that one last run of, how is this going to play out? But like Hunter Brown always does, he always answers the bell. So he came in against Las Vegas, AAA affiliate for the A's. And first three pitches he threw were 99 miles an hour. It was pretty electric stuff as usual. But it was, the funny thing about Hunter is out of the 10 this year, all the times he threw as the back end starter, he was probably better than he was in the front end. So it's, you know, if that's the role he takes, you know, with the Astros down the stretch here, like, it's something that we've seen be pretty successful in.
Mickey Story with us here on ESPN 97.5, Space Cowboys manager here. Yennier Diaz also brought up what a meteoric rise this guy had. Wasn't even with the with you guys to start the season, and he's just been unbelievable. And now he's get the big league call when Corey Lee had to call earlier this year. Talk about Diaz and what he's bringing to the table.
Yeah, he just kept pushing. Yeah, he just kept pushing himself onto the radar with the bat. Obviously, the guy who came over to trade last year was in low A. Came over to Miles Straw trade. He's a guy that I got to hear a little bit about in spring training. You know, it's like, hey, here's another catcher, but you know, it's been all Corey Lee up until that point. And then he just kept hitting and hitting and hitting. You know, and Double A was a little easy for him offensively, and then he got to Triple A and he kept hitting. You know, and you know, his name just kept being, you know, on the surface of like, hey, let's, you know, we might have to see what this kid can do. You know, and he got his chance. You know, the bat just this last month has got hot again, and you know, he's had an unbelievable offensive campaign, and you know, the catching's pretty good. And, you know, next year there's an opportunity for these guys, you know, being that Corey and Jiner, and you know, hopefully we'll get to see Jiner down the stretch a little bit. I don't know what his role is going to be. You know, one thing I know is he's a great kid. He's gonna swing the bat no matter where he's at. So he's another one. Extremely excited for him. He was, you know, this is a whirlwind for Jiner. You know, before he knew it, he was in AAA. Before he knew it, he was a futures game. And I warned him. I said, before you know it, you're going to be in the big leagues. And I didn't know it was going to be this year, but you know, sure than anything, I got to inform him, you know, 2 days ago, and he couldn't believe it. You know, he couldn't believe that everything happened this fast. So it's exciting to see young players like Hunter and Jiner get opportunities with a team that we have at the big league level. You know, one of the best teams in the league, a World Series caliber team, and these guys are, you know, 23 years old or so, and they're getting a big league opportunity. It's pretty exciting for the organization.
Mickey, do you think does Diaz have big league power? Because your guys, you know, we get a report. I get an email every day from a recap of Space Cowboy games, and you guys have been just mashing for about a month now. It's every time I open the email, it's home runs by Diaz and Lee and Jelks. It's like amazing how many runs and you're scoring and home runs you're hitting. Does Diaz have that type of 20 home run pop in the bigs right now? Can you make that call?
I would say so. Yeah, I mean, over the course of 162 games, I would say that would be attainable based on what I've seen, based on what he's done this year. The thing about Jiner is he covers the whole zone. He's an aggressive hitter who finds the barrel often. He doesn't pull. He doesn't, you know, hit the ball the other way. He hits the ball everywhere. He's tough to defend. He hits the ball hard all over the field. You know, it's 100 mile an hour exit velo after 100 mile exit velo everywhere. I've seen him go right center field 450 feet. I've seen him go right field, you know, 400 feet. I've seen him go pull suddenly, you know, 470. Like, he's got serious power, serious juice, kind of just an approach of barrel on baseball. So if he can continue to keep the ball in the air, yeah, he does that. Now he does go on runs where, you know, he's putting a lot of balls in play, and some balls are getting on the ground based on, you know, not always getting a pitch he can elevate. But, you know, I think over the course of the season, he's definitely got that in there, and maybe even more. The biggest thing is, you know, the big leagues, the pitching is a little tougher. So we'll see. Obviously, there's going to be some kind of curve there. But I don't really, like as a former pitcher, as a manager, as a baseball evaluator, I don't really know how you pitch Jiner just because of his ability to cover the zone, fastball, all speed, you know, in, out, up, down. He has a real knack for putting the ball in play.
Mickey Story, manager of the Space Cowboys. Before I let you go, we've been talking about this, and you can give us a better perspective than anybody. The Astros organization is ranked, the minor league system is ranked one of the worst in big leagues. And yet, it's guy after guy after guy that keeps getting called up and called up and called up and helping the big league club at the highest level with the team that's the best in the league. And they're up there and they're contributing and doing all this stuff. How would you, and you see all the AAA teams, how would you rank, how do you compare the talent here versus the other big league clubs?
Right near the top, you know, it's one of those things where I think this year, you know, early on, you know, we didn't play as well, and we didn't have like those star-studded prospect names that we had had in the past. But we had a lot of good players, you know, a lot of under-the-radar players, a lot of guys who are a little bit older than the prospect status allows. And we had some guys who started the year slow. But as the year unfolded, I mean, like we just talked about over the last month, over the second half, we've been a really, really good team. And offensively, it's been, you know, out of this world. You know, I think we've scored, you know, 11 more runs than any other team in baseball in the last month. So it's been kind of, you know, a coming out party as of late. It just started slow. But it's once again, it's hats off to player development. You know, just continue to work with these guys, continue to develop these guys. Continue to keep them versatile, be able to play all over the place. I mean, those are things that don't pop up on prospect sheets. You know, we didn't have the Corey Joltz is going to be a 2020 player this year, and there's no prospect sheet he's on. He's a heck of a player. David Hensley, same thing. It's one of those things where I don't get caught up in who's a prospect and who's not. My job is to make these players better. Whoever I have, and hopefully we're doing so. And the ultimate testament is when these guys get a chance to play the big leagues and they have success and help the big league team. So I say we rank as high as we can, as high as we rank, you know. But you know, that's Baseball America's job and all these other outlets to do that. Not mine.
They had bringing up Hunter Brown. They had him ranked 71st among
my. They're way off on that.
That's got to be way off with the season that dude was having. Hey, Mickey, we really appreciate it. Congratulations. Way to turn this thing around for the Space Cowboys. The Isotopes all weekend long here at Constellation Field. So get on out and enjoy some live baseball.
Meredith from the Kate Flannery, you mentioned it earlier, yeah. But from The Office is going to, for those of you who didn't join us, that's one of the fun things about Space Cowboys and minor league baseball. There's a lot of clever
Meredith's
ways.
Coming?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Saturday. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. So fireworks tonight and Altuve giveaway, and then you got Meredith from The Office on Saturday, and then Kids Fun Day on Sunday.
And
as
go
well.
Ahead and just go watch Pedro Leon and Corey Jelks and some of the guys that are out there, because Leon homered again for you yesterday. So, I mean, you guys are scoring run at an electric rate. It runs at an electric pace and rate and hitting with a lot of power. So the next set of Astros are right here in Sugar Land, and you can go watch them.
Yep. And Constellation Field is a great facility as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Skip, we appreciate it, man.
You got it. Anytime.
All right. There's Mickey Story right here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.